Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner, today's very special guest, the president of Florida Tech, Dr. Dwayne McKay. Hello, sir.
Hello, Wesley. How are you today?
Doing well, and excited that fall 2018 is well underway here on the campus of Florida Tech. I know you are, too. A special year for us as we celebrate 60 years of this university. Florida Tech founded, of course, in 1958, which raises an interesting question. What do you feel, sir, are the key elements of a great university?
Well, you know, to me, and I've thought about this quite often, there's four components to being a great university. One, great students. If the students are good enough, you can have almost anything going on and things come out well. And we've improved the level of our student quality now year by year, and we have a plan for introducing additional academic scholarships over the next 4 years that I think will make a difference, help us attract some of those real high-achieving students. And so with an honors college and living learning community, some of the things we're going to do, I think we're going to have better students than ever. Second one is a great faculty. To compete in today's world, you have to do everything you can to find the best and brightest and get them to become part of the family. So we've never had a tenure track system at Florida Tech. And so I think with the competition increasing rapidly for faculty and also for students for that matter, we are doing everything we can to introduce a tenure track system for our faculty to keep some of the best ones and to attract some of the ones that we'd really like to have. Third one is the one I think in my mind is our biggest limitation, and that is outstanding infrastructure, whether that be in terms of an enterprise system for management or high-performance computer for doing computations or laboratories that are equipped with the most modern equipment, same for classrooms. We're not in a fundraising campaign, but you're always doing what you can to raise money. So we have several ideas for raising money from the outside to help us supplement what we already have in terms of infrastructure. And the fourth one is great leadership. Leadership is not one person. It's a group of individuals that includes the vice presidents, include the deans, includes the department heads, includes the student leaders, includes all of the individuals that are responsible for the day-to-day operation of the university, right down to the leadership provided by the staff, whether they be groundskeepers or they be admin assistants. The leadership of the university, the staffing of the university, that's the fourth key. I think if you can get all four of those things aligned properly, you've got a great opportunity to have a great university.
The four elements of a great university. Well, congratulations, sir, on 60 years of Florida Tech. I'm sure it will be an exciting year.
Well, it's going to be. And got a couple of big events coming up. September 22nd, we're having a giant fireworks demonstration to celebrate our 60th anniversary. So September 22nd, the public's invited to come out and see a major fireworks show. Homecoming is always a major deal here at Florida Tech. This year it's October 11th through 13th, and we have a band that probably everyone out there knows about, the Cold War Kids. All the young people know about it, and that's what we're doing it for, is the students and the young people of our community. So the Cold War Kids will be here that Friday night, which we always do, have downtown Melbourne. It's a big celebration. I think that's going to be, as usual, an unbelievable amount of fun, and I can't wait to see what the Cold War kids sound like.
A busy fall at Florida Tech. Dr. Dwayne McKay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Wesley.